I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, 7:30-ish, so that can mean only one thing. On the line is our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Houston time on Radio.com as we welcome in Ross Tucker. So, Ross, we've been talking about the impressions from outside of Houston about what's going on in Houston right now. I guess just tell us from where you sit right now. What do you think of this soap opera we got going on down here? Pretty good stuff, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the national impression is that it's a total and complete mess.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I don't. You know, you guys are there, so you would know more than me. I know. I have Andrew Brandt, the former Packers executive, on the Ross Tucker podcast every Wednesday, and he even said last week, like, "What is going on there?" I mean. Look, no matter how you slice it, even if they are making good decisions, the process is flawed, right? You know, by all accounts, they hire this firm who gives them five candidates. Then they go outside of what the search firm wanted. So that was just a waste of money, the search firm was. What was the point of that? And then they clearly... You know, you see some of these stories from back in October. They clearly engaged Deshaun Watson in some way or led him to believe that he was going to be part of the process or have input. And then they don't take his recommendations seemingly at all. The one I really don't understand is it's clear that he would like Bienemy to be the coach. And Bienemy gets an interview with every franchise other than Houston. Like, if I have a fact wrong, please let me know. But that almost feels like spiteful. Like that almost feels like we want to show you that we're in control. You're not, Deshaun. And we're not going to interview this guy just because you want us to. Like, am I missing something?
Well, I would say, I don't, and the way you phrased it is that he would like Bienemy to be the coach. I don't think that it's clear that's Deshaun's first choice or anything. He's been asked about Bienemy and he said nice things about Bienemy. So I don't know exactly about like Deshaun's preference, but you're right that I think he has a high opinion of Bienemy, and I think he would totally 100% be cool with Bienemy being his coach. But I agree with you otherwise that, I don't understand what the harm would be in requesting an interview from Eric Bienemy. I guess the question I'd have for you, Ross, because you've got perhaps a clearer vision of the way the Texans are perceived, is this going to start to be an issue with coaches and whether they even bother interviewing with the Texans? Because Matt Eberflus declined to be interviewed. Joe Brady reportedly wants to talk to Deshaun Watson as part of the interview. And a lot of the hotter candidates, so to speak, aren't getting interviewed by the Texans right now.
I think you guys are probably pretty far down the list now in terms of where guys would want to go with the openings, which is really a shame and not the way it should be, because you're talking about a franchise that's been a winner. You know, they've been a perennial winner over the last 5-10 years. They've had a decent amount of success, you know, in the J.J. Watt era, if you will. They have a franchise top five quarterback. There's no state income tax. It's a winnable division. They're not like, you know, in the AFC West with the Chiefs or whatever. There should be a lot going for the Texans. But the Easterby weirdness, the Deshaun Watson situation, the ownership issues, it just feels like, man, I'd much rather – that place is a mess. I'd much rather go to Jacksonville or the Chargers or now maybe even Philadelphia, where I believe that the Texans should be, you know, in the top three or four of the now seven openings. You know, I think they should be like ahead of the Jets or ahead of the Eagles maybe even because they got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure that that's the case.
Ross, if you were a general manager, would you entertain at all Deshaun Watson trade offers?
If I was Caserio?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would always entertain it.
What would it take?
I think it's highly unlikely that I would trade him. But if he's not answering my calls and won't talk to me, you know, then you realize, okay, we can probably come back from this, but doesn't seem like it's going to be that easy. Like, doesn't seem like that's going to be that smooth. We have, oh my gosh, guys. I was just about to say, we have the third pick in the draft. I'm so sorry.
Well, Ross, they could have the third pick in the draft if they trade Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins.
I know. No, it's so funny. It's funny. Gosh, can you imagine how much better of a position you'd feel like they were in if they did? You know, you could trade Deshaun Watson and use the third pick on whoever you want at quarterback and then get a boatload of picks. But, no, I think I would entertain it just because he seems really upset about it. Plus, like, I think we know what teams are willing to give up to move up to the number one pick and get Jared Goff or move up to the number two pick and get Carson Wentz. Now, I realize the finances are different, but what is it? What are you willing to trade to move to get Deshaun Watson, who's a known top five quarterback, as opposed to the unknown of Goff and Wentz? Guys like that, neither one of which right now are even top 10 quarterbacks, I would think you're talking three first-round picks. But the key is, I think, is it's got to be high. Like, one of them's got to be high so that you can draft your next quarterback in the top 10 this year. Like, that would be important to me. And you'd have to really feel good about Fields or Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or whoever it is.
Ross Tucker joining us on the program. Ross, who says no to this one? Jacksonville trading the number one overall pick to the Texans for Deshaun Watson.
That straight-up trade is interesting. I think you know what? I would say I don't think Jacksonville would do it. I think I understand that Watson's a known commodity, but there's a lot of value in getting Trevor Lawrence for like $35 million over the next 5 years,
yeah,
as opposed to Deshaun Watson for $40 million a year for like two more years, right? So I think Jacksonville says no is the answer.
Yeah.
Russ, it's just everything's so weird right now. I like up is down, down is up. Normally, in this situation, after you hired a GM, I think people would have been excited about Nick Caserio. They would have been skeptical of the New England connection, except that he makes sense, you know? So if there weren't all this drama with Deshaun being disgruntled, I think the biggest topic around here would probably be, okay, what's going to happen with J.J. Watt? He's got a $17.5 million cap figure, 1 year remaining, $17.5 million non-guaranteed, 100% non-guaranteed. What happens with J.J. Watt? If you had to predict it right now, what would you say J.J. Watt is doing 2 months from now?
Traded.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if he's not traded. Look, Caserio was in New England when I was there, and the one thing he learned from Belichick is you got to get value for these guys while you can. And I think he realizes, you know, they need to kind of change the culture and change the leadership there. And as long as JJ's there, it's kind of JJ's team. You know, I was surprised when the Patriots traded Lawyer Malloy. He came to Buffalo when I was there. I was surprised when they moved on from Richard Seymour. But that was probably end up being a good trade for the Patriots. You know, I think J.J. Watt's traded. I think he still has some value. There will be championship caliber teams that will want his ability as a rusher and as a player still and leader, and believe he can help get them over the top. The Texans are not there. The Texans would like to. I mean, honestly, it seems like a trade would be best for everybody. It feels like at this point, J.J. Watt even kind of wants a trade.
Yeah, I think that, especially just given where J.J. is in his career. And if you, I mean, Ross, you watch that defense. There's so little talent on it. And I'm watching the second half of the Titans game. Almost every single run except for two, I think, every running back run went directly away from J.J. Watt. And I don't see that changing a whole lot. I think that either Green Bay or Pittsburgh might end up being nice destinations for J.J., depending on if they can get the money right.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. Either go back home to Green Bay, that's amazing, and he fits in that defense, or get to play with his brothers in Pittsburgh. That, yeah. Dude, love where your head's at, Seth. That would be, and he would be the type of guy that I almost feel like, well, maybe not, but maybe he'd be willing to take a little bit less to have either one of those two situations happen.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah, have like a postseason incentive or something. Sorry, go ahead, Sean.
No, I was just going to say, Ross, before we let you go, I do want to get your thoughts on Doug Peterson, the Philadelphia situation, because Doug Peterson is now available. The Eagles fired him yesterday. And his name's now going to come up, I would imagine, for some of these head coaching openings, including here. What kind of head coach? Guy just won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. If the Texans say were to hire Doug Peterson, would you see that as a good hire?
Slam dunk.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's an awesome coach. I mean, guys, he in his second year as a coach, okay, he had his second year quarterback, Carson Wentz, as the MVP of the league until he got hurt. They had the number one seed. They still went ahead and won the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback in Nick Foles, who, by the way, isn't really that great. I don't know if you guys have watched Nick Foles play. He's really not that great. And he won a Super Bowl, including beating New England, beating Belichick and Caserio and Brady and all those. Then the next year, they have a bunch of injuries, including Wentz gets hurt again. They rally. They make the playoffs. They beat the Bears in the playoffs. They probably would have beat the Saints if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop that pass. Then the next year, which was last year, you know, they lost almost their whole team. I mean, you know, I do the preseason games for the Eagles.
Right.
The skill guys, the last month of the season for the Eagles last year, was the exact same guys playing in the second half of preseason games. I mean, it was practice squad guy, practice squad guy, practice squad guy, waiver pickup. They win the division. They go to the playoffs again, and then Wentz got hurt. But Jadeveon Clowney, who knows what might have happened? I really don't know what happened this year. I mean, this year was a total disaster. He did not coach well. I've never seen a player regress like Carson Wentz. I don't know what happened there. But the three-year record, the three-year track record and resume before that is extremely impressive. And I talked to the guys, like, they all love Peterson. I love working with Peterson on the preseason. He's just an awesome guy. I think he's a terrific coach. And I think somebody's going to get a very good coach there.
Ross Tucker is our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday, 9 to 11 local time here in Houston on radio.com. Ross, we appreciate it. Hey, Ross, how did you not wind up on the Nickelodeon broadcast, by the way? I was stumping for you on Twitter over
there. Yeah.
Well, okay, I got to ask you guys this. Yeah. So, obviously, I would love to do that. That'd be great. But why does everybody think I would be – like, what is it about me?
No. Okay, this
I'd be good for Nickelodeon. Yeah.
This is not like a knock on your intelligence or anything like that. Ross, you have the exact right personality. I'm guessing kids love you.
Yes.
I'm guessing like at Thanksgiving and everything, you probably play like Buck and Bronco with the kids and stuff. You just have a very animated, engaging way of talking. You talk kind of slow, which is good for kids because they're dumb. And I think you'd be honestly, That might end up being like the place you could truly shine.
Your niche.
Which would be on like the Nickelodeon NFL broadcasts. And then you're winning the hearts and minds of the youth who will then go on to worship you when they became product purchasing adults. Yes.
Well, first of all, Sean, I appreciate you saying that and your social media support always. And I would love to do that sometime. And I actually watched, thank goodness they did it for that crappy Bears game, because it gave us something to, like, the whole second half. I was like, well, this game's over. Let's watch it on Nickelodeon with my daughters. And it was awesome. It was very entertaining. Like, they don't love football, like, you know, so they might watch 5 minutes with me. On the Nickelodeon thing, I got them to stay with me for like 20, 25 minutes, and they were asking questions and stuff. So I thought it was a huge success. I'd love to do it. I could love calling any game. I'm going back up to Buffalo this weekend, Saturday night. If you guys are driving around, I'll be doing Bills Ravens, which I actually think is the game of the weekend. I can't wait. Back to back. I thought Bills Colts were going to be the best game. It was. Bills Ravens now is going to be the best game. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, no, and Ross, also, and honestly, I'm being completely serious. When you do color commentary, because I think a lot of people hear you on sideline, if they haven't heard you do color commentary, the thing that you do that I wish more commentators did is that you really enjoy watching the game. Like, you get this sense, like, when listening on the radio especially, I need somebody that makes me feel like I'm having fun. You definitely do that. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to be able to.
So listen, it's a very subjective thing. We know that. My number one thing when I like evaluate abroad, I just want to know that they love it. Like, I just want to be able to hear that they love it. And honestly, like, I never take it for granted. I love it. Look, I said this at the end of that Colts Bills game. I got paid well to do that. Like, what a scam. I got paid to call that. Like, what a scam I got going here. It's amazing.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. We feel similarly about our job. Don't tell anybody, Ross. Don't tell anybody. And Ross, that game that Ross is doing will be right here on our air here on Sports Radio 610 as we carry the NFL playoffs here. Hey, Ross, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.
Awesome. See you, dudes.
All right, see ya. Ross Tucker, he's the best.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.